Okay, we are on Kuf Yud Amid Beis, and we are just over halfway down the page, two dots. Li Yerukna. So, we mentioned yesterday, we spoke, and this, we're really just going to continue our discussion of Refuah B'Shabbos with different things. And we mentioned yesterday Yerukna, which was some type of a machla where a person turns green or greenish and so on. And we said in the Mishnah that Yerukna Terein V'Shechro Mi'akar, we said you take two of the ingredients mentioned and you mix them or you cook them in beer, U'Mi'akar. But one of the side effects, and a pretty substantial side effect, is U'Mi'akar, that it can cause sterility. So that is what that's what we spoke about for that particular machla. Now the Gemara continues and says ve'iloy, which Rashi says means ve'iloy delesle inami avid leahani. So if you tried to use these ingredients, mixing it with beer, and it didn't quite do the trick, or he doesn't have any of this available, so what should he do? Lais yireisha the shibut de milch. He should bring the head of a shibuta, which is a salty fish, the lishlik b'shechra v'lishti, and he should boil it up in beer and drink it. Drink the liquid and see if that takes care of the yerukna. The loy, and if he doesn't have a shibuta, or if he tried it and it didn't work, laisi meinina dekamsi, he should bring the brine of grasshoppers. And try that and see if that works. He should bring the brine of basically oifis kitanim, small little birds. So I guess they would sometimes preserve them in some type of a brine. He should use that and see if that does the trick. He should bring the chayla into the Beis HaMechatz, and you should smear these brines on the chayla and see if that has a positive effect on his condition. But if there is no Beis HaMechatz nearby, which is a hot, steamy place, look me bein tanura leguda. So you should place him, you should position him between the tanur and the kir, basically we are just doing the next best thing, getting a hot area in order to cause the fellow to schwitz, and see if that works. Rabbi Yechon Haritz Shichamemenu Yekanchenu Bisadinoi. So if you're trying to heat up the chayla in a way that he becomes hot and the chayli will leave him, so you should be ma'atif him, you should kind of cover him up with lots of clothing and so on to raise his body temperature when doing this procedure, that will hopefully cause this yerukna to leave him. Rav Acha bar Yosef Chashbei, he had this yerukin. Ovid lay Rav Kahana v'itzi. Rav Kahana did this refuah by wrapping him up in the sadinim and so on, and that did the trick. The loy, if you try that and it doesn't work, or if you don't have that available, laisi tlasa kafizi tamri parsias. You should bring three large kalim, and we remember we said on the top rash in the page, it's a kli which is machzik gimalugin. So you bring three kapizim, and you fill them with tamri parsaisa, with good quality, high quality dates, tlasa kafizi, and three large kalim, the kiri, dinishterufe, that they're filled with wax. Rashi speaks about that the shaiva is native from the kaveris; it kind of is dripping from the from the hive, and so on. Utslasa kifizi ala tailana, and you should also bring three large kalim filled with a particular type of asev called oihel, valishkalinu the shichra valishti, and you should mix all these together. And he should boil them up in beer and drink them and see if that gets rid of his yerukna. If that doesn't work, lazy ilabah hamara, you should bring a young donkey, meaning a little ayer, which is the son of a hamar, the liglach mitziasa deresha, And you should shave the middle part of the chayla's head. Valishbik le dama meapuse. And regarding the young donkey, you should be makis dam from its forehead, from its metzach. Valisve areshe. And you should basically kind of position the head of the chayla so that it's parallel to the head of the donkey, so that the blood hits him on his head. But you should be mindful, you should be careful to make sure that the blood does not go in the chayla's eyes, lest it blind him. Again, very difficult to understand exactly the nature of these refuas. You should bring the head of a ram which has been pickled in vinegar or in some type of a brine. And you should boil it up in shechar and drink. So it seems from a lot of these refuas, they would cook them up in wine or cook it up in beer and drink the liquid. You should bring a dover acher, meaning a hazir, which has got chavar voiros. Rashi says, chazir talui b'charvaris menumra, so basically speckled chazir, v'likre'e, and you should tear it, v'leisve alibe, and place it on your heart, v'iloi, that also doesn't work, leisi karti mikav susa de meishri, you should bring krishin, the vegetable accretion from the middle of the aruga, from the middle of the row, seems to be the ones which are found in the middle of the row are the most pungent, strong, and potent, and they will do the trick. You bring that, and he should eat that and see if that's able to get rid of his machla. Says the Gemara Utaya, there was a secher aravi. And the Hashbei had this condition. Armalei Leginoi went over to a gardener and he said, and Shokol Bima, he took off his garments, meaning the Taya, the fellow had this condition. He removed his garment, and he said, Shokol Glimoi, Vahavli Mishra, the Karati. So he was kind of like wanted to, exchange, his garment for some of these very strong vegetables in the middle of the row. So he said, "Shkoil v'gimoy, take my glima, havli mishra de karti, and give me this vegetable from the middle of the row." Yahiv lei, he gave it to him. V'achla, he ate it. Amar lei, ushlan glimach, let me borrow your garment. Meaning, now that he gave him the garment, it belonged to the ginoy. So he said, "Do me a favor, lend me your garment, the garment which used to be mine." The igni be kali, and just to allow me to sleep a little bit. Rashi says kali means a little bit. Ichrach gani be, so he wrapped himself up in this garment again to produce heat, because it seems to be that the way to get rid of this thing is to kind of really make yourself very hot. So ichrach, he wrapped himself up, gani be slept, kad ichmam, and when he became hot, to calm, and then he stood up, not for purta purta minei. So bits of the talis started to break off, and he got so hot and shvitzy from the combination of this very strong davra harif, and wrapped him wrapped up in his garment, that it increased his body heat, that it caused the talis to somewhat break away into pieces. Fine. So now the Gemara asks a very important. You say this is the kakasha. So we said that liyarukna train b'shichra umiaka. We said when it comes to this malady of liyarukna, you use two of these ingredients and you put them in shechar, and that's the way to do it. But you should be aware umiaka. You should be aware that it can cause sterility. Frag the Gemara Gasho, mi shari, is one allowed to do to drink this kais? Which is going to be ma'akar, which is going to cause a person not to be able to do this. That's the way Rashi learns. I mean, shari lishtis kais ikrin. Can you do that? Avotanya minayin lesirus ba'adam shu asur. Talmud Leimer, the pasuk says, meaning the pasuk is speaking about about the Isser to be Makriv a Behema, which is Mesurestes, which is Mesuris. And the Pasuk says, Umoch v'kostas v'nosik v'koros le'sakriv l'Hashem, meaning these animals which are incapable of reproduction, and they have been castrated and the like. And the Pasuk says, Uba'artzechem le'sasu, and in your land you should not do this also. So we dash in Bechem le'sasu divrei Rabbi Chanina, meaning that this Isser applies to you also, to applies to human beings also. Divrei Rabbi Chanina. Right, if you look at Rashi, le'sasu kori be le'sasu, meaning it should not be done. So meaning you're not allowed to drink the koshali korin, you shouldn't do anything which will cause serious. So Fragdika Markasha, we were speaking over here about attacking this particular type of disease by drinking this particular type of drink, but it's going to cause sterility. You're not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, Hani mili heichadukah machave. When do we say this is also to do if your kavana is to be a misaris? Meaning you're doing a maisa to the Avra of the Avra ha-halada, and you're trying to be misaris. Whereas hacha mi'atzmayu, meaning you're not doing a direct act of siris, you are merely drinking a kais shel ikrin. You're doing it for the sake of getting rid of a particular machla. It happens to be that it's a bad side effect. Sometimes the side effect is nausea. Sometimes the side effect is headache. Sometimes the side effect is loss of appetite. Here, Rahman al-Islam, the side effect is sterility. So you're not mechaven for it. The Amr of Yechanan Arad says she is sorry, is tarnagol. If a person wants his rooster to be nekar, to become sterile, so what do? Yitol karbaltoi, umistaris me'elavs, you take some of the red feathers of the tarnagol, and by doing so you will render it incapable of reproduction. So you're doing one act to it, and even though you're not doing a direct act to its clay hilada, but it seems to be that there is some connection that by doing so, it's no longer going to be able to reproduce with the tarnagolis. So you see, if you do A and B happens, you're allowed to do that. So over here, you're drinking this kais shel ikrin for the sake of curing yourself. It happens to be that something's going to come out of it, but that is mutter. Frag the Gemara now. Vam Ravashi. Now, taking these red feathers from the rooster, Vam Ravashi, Ramayis Rucha Hud in Akitale. That's not a raya from there. If you look at Rashi says, Vam Ravashi, Dahu Lav Sirusu. That's not an act or even an indirect act of Sirus. Elo. Romas Rucha Nakita Le Latarnagol. It's just that when the tarnagol has all of its feathers and it looks grand and good looking, so then it feels confident for him to go and to try and court a chicken, a tarnagolis. Once you've removed its beauty, so then it's no longer confident in its ability, as she says. And once you've taken and removed its good looks, so then it's no longer going to court a young chick. And therefore, that's the reason why. But it's not actually an act of serious. It's not an indirect act of serious. It's nothing. Says Rashi, Avo b'serious afilu memela asur. Meaning not only can you not do direct serious, but you cannot even do an indirect serious like we saw in the Rashi before. Kori be leisei asu. It should not be done, sai directly, sai indirectly. So, what's the pshat? How can we allow drinking this koishal ikrin? Says the Gemara, Elo bisaris. So we're making ukimta, and we'll say, says Rashi, hach the shori le mishti kois. Someone who's already a saris. Someone who's already a saris, then there's no problem with allowing them to drink further. Frag die Gemara of Amram Chia bar Abba, Amram Yechanan. Hakol Moedim, Bemechametz, Ach Mechametz, Shu Chayiv, Shunemba Loi Seyafe Chametz, Loi Sase Chametz, Loi Seyase Chametz. Everyone agrees with cases of something which already was chametz in one stage, you're not allowed to make it chametz in a second stage of production. And everyone agrees, we'll see Rashi in a second, everyone agrees, m'masares ha'chamasares, shulchayiv, meaning so both when it comes to chametz, if something already became chametz, you cannot intensify and greaten the level of chimutz. That's also to do. And so too, misares acha misares, also we say is chayiv, because it says umor v'kosos v'nosik v'chorus loy sakrivu, meaning to say imala korus chayiv, meaning korus is when it's somewhat detached, but it still is a little bit connected. And imala korus chayiv al mituk l'kol shekein. If it's totally detached, of course you're going to be chayiv. So why do you need to say both? Elalavi noisek achakores shuchayiv. Meaning if you do a second stage of an act of sterility, you're going to be chayiv. So let's just catch up and see a couple of rashis. Hakol moedim zok rashi. Rashi says, apple pea, shenechleku, Bibakhara Shaakhzidam Imakizin Oyin Makizin Tavi Maklamum Babalmum Vikaman the Shari Lakizo Valasis Bimum Moidimeim Bamachamates Mincha Achamachamates. You have a carbon mincha, it's not supposed to become chametz, and everyone agrees that what if it is Mechamates Achamachamates Shakol Asi Yoisera Shal Mincha Nesru Bechimots. The carbon mincha has to remain not chametz stick the whole way through. Tichziv loy seyafe chametz, loy seyase chametz, afia bechlal hoysa. Meaning afia was included. Why does it need to, it already says loy seyase chametz, don't make it chametz. That's koilo everything about it, the lisha, the afia, everything. Why do you need to single out the afia again? So lama yotzis, the answer is lahakish ileh, to compare to it, and to say the following: ma'afia miyuchedes shi maiso the chayavin aleo bifnei atzma, and so on. V'hakol meidin shem losha harishin bechimutz. The first fellow kneaded the dough and was machmetzit. Ubo sheni v'orcha bechimutz, and he started to braid it and so on, and he did it the chimutz. Bashlishi offa, and he delayed and tarried in the baking. Kulam chayovim. And so too he said, when it comes to the isr of siris, we also say that siris achra siris is also. If you do one stage to render the animal sterile, and then you do a second stage, you chayiv on both stages, says Rashi Kirish in a neiskan megamri. You don't sever it entirely, elachitchon, the talion bekis, but rather you just, you somewhat cut it, but it's still attached. So, you can't tell me and be maimed our case in our Mishnah by someone who's already a saris, because we still see that there's a further issa to be misaris. Says the Gemara, Ella bezakein. Rashi says, shepasik mi leida. He's an old person who doesn't have the capacity of reproduction anymore, and therefore that is the case of someone drinking this particular remedy, which could cause sterility, but it's irrelevant for this person because he doesn't have the capacity of reproduction anymore. Rabbi Gamal Kasha. One second. The Omer of Yechanan. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Hein, echziruni l'narusai? Rabbi Yochanan said, these are the things, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Hey, nay, nechzinu l'naraisi harufuos ha'amura yisham lemi she'enu bari b'tashmish." Someone who has a difficult time regarding tashmish amita, and there's various refuos mentioned over there in Mishach Zekrodaikis. He says these things, they brought me back to my youth. We know that a zakin is able to be moiled, and so on. So how can you be maimed the Mishnah by a zakin? Says the Gemara, and this is the Maskana. Says the Gemara, Ela Beisha. This is the Maskana. This is Halach Lamaisa. But rather by a woman. A woman, says Rashi, She'ena Mitzuva V'Piriya V'Ribya. She's not Mitzuva and Puravu. Only a man is. So the Isser Sirus is Mitla Toli on the Mitzvah of Peru Ravu. Let's just finish, then we'll mention a couple of points. Ula Rav Yechon ben Berei Kedar Mal Shnei Moimar V'Yivarach Yisam Alekim V'Yemar Lehem Peru Ravu Ma'ikil Ameimar. According to him, that a woman is Mitzuva in Peru Ravu. What are you going to say? We'll say, B'Skena. She's already post-menopause. She isn't capable of reproduction anymore. Inami ba'akara. So if you have a woman and she's an akara, a woman and she's a skena, then we will say it is mutter. So just to mention a couple of things. Aryeh?
Yes.
Just to mention a couple of things over here. Just give me a towel. A couple of things in Shulchan Aruch. Wah! A big one. In Shulchan Aruch it says like this, in Simen Hay, in Eben Ezer, it says the following. Just read a couple of things, Halach Lamaisa. It says in Simen Hay like this, Osur Lahafsid Eivori Hazera. One is not allowed to be mafsid, to do something to be mashchis, to compromise, to cause any type of chisaron to the Eivariz there, Bein Ba'adam, Bein Ba'ayim, Echayah Ba'oif. This is Echatzmim, Echatzahirim, whether or not it's an animal which is kosher, an animal which is treif, Bein Ba'aretz Yisrael, Bein Mechutz La'aretz. So this is outright author. The Cholam Esaris, Leikim in HaTorah, the Cholam Akim, says the Shulchan Aruch, and this is taken from the Rambam, Ba'filu Misaris, Acha Misaris, Leika. Right, Margamari, even if one is Misares, and then someone else does a second stage of Siris, you also get Malkus. Kate said, Aresha Bo Echad Vikaris Hagid. First person comes and they sever the Gid. Ubo Acher Vikaris Hasabetzim. Einoskan, or they totally remove them. Ubo Acher Vikaris Chuti Abetzim. Aresha Bo Echad Umachis Hagid. Nevertheless, says the Shulchan Aruch, there's an issur d'rabbanan to be misaris a nekeva. So, like the Gemara is saying over here, that the Gemara was masik, that by a woman it is okay, and we don't pass him like Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, and we pass him like the Rabbanan, that only the man was nitzdava on Peru Ravu. The next sif you days, mashke koish shali karim la'adam, if a person gives a potion, a drink, which will cause sterility, La Adam, to a man. Ayla Shar Bale Chaim. Kidei Lasarasai, for the sake of being Masares. Hare the Asur. The Ein Lakin Alav. So this is an Isser. There's no Malchus, because remember, you're not doing a direct act. It is an indirect act. Hare the Asur, Ein Lakin Alav. The Isha Muteres Lishtes Ikarin Kidei Lasarasai Ajle Teleid. A woman is allowed to drink this koishali karin for the sake of being Misaris herself, she is allowed to do that. And this is very much, this is very much what was used in former times, If a woman should not become pregnant, they would drink a kais shali karin, whatever that was. And that's what they would do in order to render themselves, to make themselves sterile. There's an interesting kasha of the Chelkas Machaikik over here. I mean, let's just mention. Again, we said over here that if you give a kais of ikarin to a man or to an animal for the sake of causing sterility, there's an istid rabbanan, but for a woman, it's totally mutter. So, frek the chelkas machaikik, it seems a strange thing. Yesh ladaktik, lama tiya behema chamura miisha. Seems a strange thing to give an animal a drink to cause the animal to become sterile. There's an issa d'rabbanan. But for a woman, no issa d'rabbanan, muta lechatchila. I mean, why are we being more machmir on an animal than on a bas yisrael? It seems a strange thing. So asks the Chelkas Machaikik. V'doichik lechalek dafke him uteris lishteis al yedei atzma. Only she's allowed to do it. But others shouldn't give her to drink. That's fair to say. It's also schwer to kind of make an ukimta and to say that the mechaber is only speaking in a case where a woman is in pain. She's in pain. Let's say like she's got tsar leida, kamei shechilek babach, da'abatur la'yiskit tsar leida klal. It doesn't say that anywhere. So, you know, there is a discussion in the poskim as to, why talk we say this. Good. By the way, Agav is just an interesting place to mention this. In Sif Yudalad, he says, Oser loymar lekusi lesaris behema shalanu. Meaning there's a din of Amir la'akum. And by the way, this becomes extremely problematic. If a person has a pet, and you want to neuter your pet, what do you do? It's not so simple to go and take it to the vet. I know two from vets. And there's big, big shilas. You know, someone comes and they say, you know, please neuter my animal, so that it's incapable of reproduction. I mean, you've got a serious shaila. You're not allowed to be misaris, an animal. And says the Shulchan Aruch, Asalim lakusi, you know, to go for you to just go ahead and tell your non-Jewish colleague, you do this one. I'll do the operation on the rabbit, and you neuter and you castrate this one. It's also not posher to do Asalim lakusi. So there's big questions as to practically how does one navigate such a situation. There is just maybe mention one more thing. I didn't bring it with me, but there's another interesting deal, and that is the following. We've said over here the Gemara wanted to say that we're speaking about a zakein, and Rashi said a zakein who's not capable, he's not able to be moiled anymore. Shapasig mileda. There's an interesting shaila in the poskim as to, is there an ister yichud for a zakein with a woman? Is it aser for a zakein to be misyached with a woman? Meaning, to the extent that the zakein is physically incapable of any type of sexual activity, so then is there an isur yichud? What seems to come out ladina from many is that when it comes to isur yichud diuraisa, one man, one woman, we ask, or even a zakein. But if we're dining on a shaila of a yichud derabbanan, and there's several examples of a yichud derabbanan, then if there is a zaken who is no longer royal legvuras sanashim, as it's referred to in the Gemara, doesn't have the physical strength anymore of gvuras sanashim, so then yesh mekilim Ba'yichud Rabban. And there are some opinions which you make even Ba'yichud Yeraisa, I believe it's a Marshal, but Pashtus, certainly Ba'yichud Rabban, and there is room to be made, and that could be very relevant. For instance, if you've got an older person with a female carer, you know, if it's a non-Jewish woman, where's the shayla of yichud rabbanan? So in that type of situation, there is going to be room to be mekel. Okay, good. We move on weiter to the next Mishnah. Yeah, says the Mishnah weiter. Yeah, we're continuing with some more refuah. Hacheshesh b'shinav loy yigama behen es hachemetz. So if a person has pain in their teeth, they should not swallow vinegar. They're allowed to dip their bread in their vinegar, like was common back in the day. And if you get better from that, good for you. If a person's got pain around their thighs, you should not smear wine or vinegar, again, because of refuah. You can put oil on it, that you can do, because it's normal for a person to put oil on their body, even if they don't have any type of a makor, and so on. The loy shemen vered, but you should not use the more expensive oils which are produced from certain flowers, because it's expensive, it's not so common, most people don't use that type of expensive oil, and therefore it's clear that you're doing it for the sake of refuah, and that's a problem. Leishem vered, b'nei malachim sachin, shemen vered, al-maki, seyim shekim da'akam lasach b'chol. But says the Tanakhama, wealthy people, the wealthy, the b'nei malachim, the princes, they are allowed to do it because they always use that. Even on a weekday, they use it all the time because they have the means to do so. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. Famous maimer of Rabbi Shimon, that kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim, we're not going to differentiate between this type of a person and that type of a person. The etzim, every single yid is shayach to this darga of being a ben melech. Punkt, you don't happen to have that particular the amount of money in the bank as someone else, but we're not going to differentiate between you and someone else because kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. Fine. Good. It says the Gemara like this. Rami leir of Acha Aricha Duhu, Rav Acha Bar Papa, Rav Abayu. So Rav Acha, the tall one, who was Rav Acha, the son of Papa, to Rav Abayu, Tanan, Achayshish Bishir of Leigame Ben Ezechemetz, you're not allowed to swallow vinegar, Lameimra the Chemetz, Malal Ishinayim. Is it actually good for the teeth? Vaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Kechemetz Lishinayim, Ukashin Leinayim, that something is so bad and so detrimental, like vinegar to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes, and so on. So you see clearly that vinegar is bad for the teeth. Says the Gemara, Lekasha, ha, bekiwa, depeiri, ha, bechala. Depends. If it's real vinegar, real genuine vinegar, then it's good. If it is kiwa, depeiri, then that's not good. If you look at the first ration, the Gemara, Kiwa yayin shalem is bashal kalsarkos. You have unripe wine, I mean, which is produced from, I guess, unripe grapes, banavov, and somehow there was some type of a vinegar which came from that. That is kashalishinayim. That is the first answer. People say, Mahava b'chala, both of them are speaking about vinegar. Ha de ikamako, ha de lakamako. So it depends whether or not there is or there is no maka in the mouth. Meaning, ika maka masi. If you have a maka in the mouth, so then it cures. Meaning, it's merapa, the maka, and it's good. But leka maka, excuse me, but if you don't have a maka in the mouth, merapa, all it does is it kind of softens and loosens the gum, and it causes the teeth. So if you look at Rashi, I'm leka maka merapi, marpi, it softens. Same as abasar vashinayim near pimra avrechaykim zemiza. It just causes the gums to become loose and the teeth kind of start to get distant from one another, and that would be bad. Good. We said leigamei ben esachemetz. You should not swallow vinegar. Vatanya leigamei upolet. Don't spit it out. But as long as you're swallowing it, that you can do. And as we mentioned before, this is very relevant to a person who wants to drink whiskey for the sake of a toothache. So as long as you swallow it, you're good to go. So Amrabaya Kitna Nami Masnizin Megamea Upoilatnan. I mean, if a person swishes it around the mouth and spits it out, that is when it is a problem. But in a Hanami, if you're going to swallow it, then it looks like it's a drink, and that is fine to do. That is Abaya's answer. We're going to see Rava seemingly is going to disagree, but then Rava is going to revert back to Abaya's answer. So Rava initially says a very interesting answer. Yeah, Rava Amar, no. Afilu Teimo, Megabe Abuilea. We'll even say that the Mishnah is speaking about when you are taking it and swallowing it, can lifnei tibul and can la'acha tibul. It depends if you are pre or post tibul. If you look at Rashi, lifnei tibul, lifnei achila, before you've eaten, before you've had breakfast, then it's mutter. Why? Shadar ken haya litbal b'chemetz b'chol yoyim. Anyway, people would always dip in vinegar. Person's going to say this is their normal tibul from the day, right? A tibul a day keeps the doctor away. You need to dip your pas in vinegar, and that's the way to do it. And that's what people will think. Also, but once you've already dipped, and you can do it again, then hakol yedim shekvar sod, the tovel called tzorkoi, and they're going to suspect him of doing something which is medicinal. And that's a problem. Fragbika Marakash and Rava. Vinema, let us say the following. Vinema mid a lifnei tibul shari. If at one stage on Shabbos it would be permitted to do this, surely at a later stage on Shabbos it's also permitted. We're going to be mechalik within Shabbos if it's at 8 a.m. or if it's at 9 a.m., 8 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Vinema midalifni tibul shari at 8 a.m. Surely lachati will not be shari. We're not going to be mechalik within Shabbos itself from hour to hour. I mean, after all, the shaminan leil rava, the islay hoyel, there is a hoyel type of concept which rava holds of. What is this concept? Amar rava. Leke midi de b'shabbos shari ubi yom kippurim asr. Let's say a person is tummy, and they jump in a river on Shabbos, and they're doing it for the sake of Tahara. They're not really supposed to do that, but they can always say, you know what, I'm just doing it to cool off. I'm doing it to cool off. So, being that on Shabbos it's permitted to do, so we say that Amarava lekamidi the b'Shabbos shari ubi yom kippurim aser, meaning that even though on Yom Kippur, where there is an Isser Rechitza, and therefore everyone knows that surely the reason why you're jumping in is clearly for the sake of Tvila, and it's not simply to kind of cool yourself down, and therefore it should be Asr, but nevertheless, Hoyel de B'Shabbos Shari, V'yam Kippurim Nami Shari. So there is this Hoyel-like concept, and therefore, Soto over here, Legah Bignet Lifnei Tibul, Rava would allow you to take this, because at the beginning of the day, before you've dipped in vinegar, it's mutter. So too, a couple of hours into the day, it should also be mutter to do. So how can Rava allow such a thing? So the Chorta Kasha says the Gemara, Hadavi Rava Mihach. Rava has retreated from his original answer. He does not disagree with Rava. Rava originally said, Afilu Teima Megameh Bailea, Kan Lifnei Tibul, Kan Acha Tibul. Rava is Chayzer, and he will go to say, like Abaya. Freg di Gemara, why? Mi Maide Mahach Hadabe, Adil Memai Hadabe. Why do we have to say Rava over here is changing his answer? Now he's agreeing with Abaya. Why don't we say that Rava no longer holds of this Hoyal answer? Why can't we say that? Says the one out. Liz Gadaita, he can't say that. The Tanya, we have a braise which says, Kol Chayvei Tzvilais, Tevlin Kedarkon, Bein B'Tishabav, Bein B'Yemekipurim. They're allowed to be Tevil normally, be it on a Yom Kippur, be it on a Tisha B'Av. Why? Because being that on a regular Shabbos, you're allowed to do so, even though there, granted, the reason why you can do this is because it has the appearance that you could just say you're doing it to cool down, being that you're able to say that, so hoyol, that's going to be mutter, so to an irregular Yom Kippur is going to be mutter, so clearly Rava is not going to retract, is not going to change his mind, and therefore we'll have to say that Rava changed his mind from his original Yishuv, and Rava goes back to learn like Abaya. Good. So we said if a person has pain on his loins, on his thighs, so we said you're not supposed to smear wine and vinegar. Yeah? Whereas we said you're supposed to put oil, but it depends what type of oil. Don't put expensive oil. Don't put the shemen vered. Only the B'nai Malachim can do that. And came along Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon said, "Call Yisrael b'nei malachim, and every yid is allowed to use vered oil." Amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda, Amar Rav halacha k'Rav Shimon. Rav said, "We paskin like Rabbi Shimon that every single yid can use the most expensive oil. We're going to be maker like Rabbi Shimon. We're going to paskin like Rabbi Shimon." Frag the Gemara, a very interesting, very difficult question. Lameimra, the Rav Sfirle, the Rav Kerib Shimon Sfirle, do you mean to say that Rav holds like Rav Shimon? Well, let's just see the question, then we'll come back and explain it. V'amar Rav Shimi Bachia, Mishmi the Rav. Rav said elsewhere, Hayim Misuch Raya Dinezaisa. Asa Lahaduke B'yematova. What do you have over here? You basically have a berez. You've got a tap and a hole, and the hole is larger than the tap, and you need to kind of stop it up with some cloth around it. And Rav said, you're not allowed to kind of strip it in. You can't kind of stick it inside, because the wet cloth is going to squeeze out the wine. Rav says, and the problem is a problem of schita on Shabbos. Says Rash in the top line, the Afor Gav the Loi Kamechavin Lischait Alma Leisvir Leiker of Shimon Medavashin Miskavin. We know that Shitas of Shimon is if something is unintentional, if you don't have in mind to do that, it's Mutter. Medavashin Miskavin is Mutter. And nevertheless, Rav says you're not to take this Shmata and stick it around the faucet, around the tap, and stick it inside the hole, because you're going to end up squeezing out the wine, which is a problem of schita. So the actual question for Inyanenu is, therefore we see that Rav does not hold like Rabbi Shimon. We still need to explain this. Rashi says the problem is schita. What exactly is the schita when you squeeze it out? Some say it's because of libun, you are whitening the cloth. Some say it's a problem of mefarik, you are kind of extracting something trapped into something else. Rabbeinu Tam has a problem with both of these pshatim, because if you've got wine, it doesn't become cleaner if you squeeze out the wine. It's still going to remain purple, the item. And so if you squeeze it out, and the liquid is hoylech le'ibud, just goes on the ground, that's not the classical iser of mafarik. It's usually when you extract a kernel from its shell for the sake of using it. But if it goes on the ground and not able to use it, that's also not considered to be classical mafarik. So the Rabbi Tam has got a different shot as to exactly what is the iser over here. But the big kasha over here is the following. Let's just set it up again and you'll see how strong the kasha is. Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, every single yid is allowed to take the most expensive vered oil and smear it on their body. Aye, one second. This is only what B'nai Malachim do. Surely people are going to see that you're doing this for the sake of refuah. The fact that the princes do that is because they've got millions of pounds in the bank and they use this shemen vered 24/7. But you're a poshta yid. You don't. And it must be you're doing it for the sake of refuah. Says Rabbi Shimon, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. Rav says we pass like Rabbi Shimon. Break the Gemara, Rav passes like Rabbi Shimon. He doesn't pass like Rabbi Shimon and Davishin and Miskavin. Fregin al Rishonim. So what? So what? What is this kasha? Just because Rav does not paskin like Rav Shimon and Davishin and Miskavin, that's a reason why Rav cannot paskin like Rav Shimon and the Mishnah who says, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim, like Ma'inyin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Doesn't seem to have any shaykhis whatsoever. So, some say that when the Gemara said, Rav says we paskin like Rav Shimon, the Gemara understood it's because Rav is a Rav Shimon man, and he holds like Rav Shimon categorically. Mamela, the Gemara asks, it's not true. Rav doesn't paskin like Rav Shimon. I'll show you a case where he doesn't paskin like Rav Shimon. That's the way some learn. The Ramban says that. The Rashba doesn't like that answer for various reasons. Tosfos has a very interesting answer on the previous Amud, the bottom of the page. Tosfos says basically that this is also a Dabur She'enei Miskaven situation. Because you are putting the oil on. You're putting the oil on for Tainug. It's going to happen. There's going to be a Dovashin Miskavin possible situation insofar as now you're going to get better. It's going to be Merapa you. So if Rav allows you to do this, and it doesn't necessarily look like it's refuah, it looks like you're doing it merely l'shem tainug ba'alma, and that's why it's mutter. I mean, you're going to get better? It's a Dovashin Miskavin. My intention is just for the tainug. It's kishmak to use Shem and Verit. Don't scream at me and say you're going to get better, you're doing the Shem before. That's a Dovashin and Miskavin. Frederick and Marabah Rav doesn't hold a Dovashin and Miskavin. That's a Tesis learns. Akoponim, it's a big deal in the Rishenim as to what exactly is the Kash. Let's see, weiter. So we said that how can you tell me that Rav holds like Reb Shimon he holds that it's also to do this. So that we say no. But he says that on that case, Afilu Reb Shimon Meida, the Abaye of Rav Adar Mitar Vayu Meida Reb Shimon B'sik Reish L'Yomis. That's not a kasha, because even Reb Shimon would agree you're not allowed to do that, because it's a B'sik Reish. Clearly a schita will take place, and even Reb Shimon would agree that that's going to be also. So the Gemara says, okay, Yivama Rav Chia Bar Ashim Rav Halacha Krebuta. But I have another raya that Rav does not pass like Rav Shimon, because Rav said Halacha Krebuta, the Davishin Miskavin is also. So Rav Chanan Bar Ami Amashmuel, he said Halacha Rav Shimon, Rav Chia Bar Avin Masna Balei Gavri, he said these two statements without someone saying it over B'Shem. B'shem Rav and Shmuel, meaning Rav Amar Lach Reb Yudah, Shmuel Amar Lach Reb Shimon. Al Kaponim, you see that Rav does not hold like Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Ani V'Arish V'Chabur Targimna. Myself and the lion in the Chabura, we explained this. Romanu, who's the lion in the Chabura? Rabchi Bar Avin, Halach Reb Shimon, V'Lav Mitamei. When Rav said we paskin like Rav Shimon, it's not because Rav holds like Rav Shimon in all of the shittas of Rav Shimon. Rav held in this particular case we paskin like Rav Shimon, but for a very different reason. Says the Gemara, "My lach Rav Shimon lemitamei." What does that mean? Ilema alach Rav Shimon deshari lemitamei dila Rav Shimon saver masi v'Rav saver lemasi. Rav Shimon says it cures, and Rav says it doesn't cure, and to the extent that it doesn't cure, there's no problem with using this type of oil on Shabbos, because there's no problem with refuah b'Shabbos, because it doesn't cure anyway. It's you know, at best, some type of a placebo effect, but it doesn't actually cure. You can't say that. Hamidiktani, b'nei malachim sachen al gabi maki sayin shemen vered. This is what they put on their cuts, on their makas, Namakis Michlal Damasi. It must be that it has medicinal properties. It must be that it cures. Alalach Rib Shimon Deshari Vale Mitameh. What's the pshat? Dilav Shimon Savra Afal Gav Deleshchiach. Even though it's uncommon for a poor man to use, doesn't make a difference. Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim. Doesn't make a difference. Any Pashat Yid can use the most expensive things, and you're not to draw any conclusions, because every Yid is a Ben Melech. Whereas, Rav Savar E Shchiach In, if this type of oil is very common, and therefore it's inexpensive, yes, I would agree you can use it, because it no longer is a conspicuous act of Refuah B'Shabbos. Ve'ilei Shchiach Loi, and if it's not common, you're not allowed to use it. Uba Asra de Rav, Shchiach Mishka de Varda, punkt. In Rav's land, it was very inexpensive. Meaning Shemin Vered was a dime a dozen. You could buy barrels of Shemin Vered very inexpensively. So he said, you're allowed to use it. So when he said, Halachah Rav Shimon is not pshat, because he held of Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim and so on, or the other things which he mentioned, B'Shem the Rishonim, it's because he held that it's very common, and to the extent that it's very common, it's inexpensive, and Mamele it's mutter. That is the pshat in Rab. Hadron Halach Shmeina Shrosim. Okay, we move on to Eluk Sharim. So, we're going to be speaking here about Kesher, and what is considered the Malach of Kosher, and the Malach of Matir. Midiraisa, in order for a person to be Mechuyiv, it's got to be a Kesher Shel Tayama. And the Ksharim which were done in the Mishkan were Ksharim which were made to last forever. So clearly the Gether is going to be a Kesher Shel Tayama. The question is, what exactly is a Kesher Shel Tayama? And whatever is a Kesher Shel Tayama, there's going to be an Isser to undo such a knot. There's going to be an Isser of Matir. There's a Shaila in the Rishonim. Do we say that the Issa D'Oraisa of Matir is only if you're being Matir it for the sake of subsequently being kosher again? Like we saw by other Malachas, if you're doing a destructive act for the sake of something constructive also. Says the Mishnah, Eluk Sharim Shechayimunim, Kesha HaGemalim, Kesha HaSfanim. The Kesha of, which is used to in camels, and we'll see, and in ships, and the sailors. Okeshem shuchayev al kishuran, kach uchayev al heteran. Rabbi Meir Eimer kol kesher, shu yachalat tirei b'achaz miyadav, ein hayavin alav. Any kesher which you could undo with one hand, you are not chayev on it. So shailin rishenim, if Rabbi Meir is disagreeing or not, Pashtus Lashna Mishnah is Mashma that he is. Some Mishnahim say he's not. The Rambam clearly says he is, because the Rambam says we don't pass him like Rabbi Meir, we pass him like the Rabban. If you look at Rashi over here, important Rashi, top Rashi, first one Rashi says, Eluk Sharim Hamanuyim Ba'avois Malachis, Dektani Akoshev Amatir, Keshishokayama, She'enayim Matiroi Lo'olam. You don't intend to undo it ever. That is it, Dumya de Kesher Chuti Yiriyais, Hanifsakais, and so on. So Rashi says that is a Kesher Shel Tayama that you intend on keeping there forever. Says the Gemara, my Kesher Gemara, my Kesher Spesifanim. What are these knots? Ile Makitra de Katri Bismama. If you'll say it's a knot which goes in the knot of the animal, we'll explain this in 2 seconds. The Kitra, the Katra, the Istarida. So basically like this. If you recall from our discussions in Perek Bamei Be'ema, it was common for them to bore a hole in the nose of a mule or of a camel, let's say, and they would fix inside there a permanent strap, and they would tie it, and that's there forever. Now, when they wanted to take the animal, they would take another strap, another rope, and they would tie it onto that pre-existing ritsua, which was in the chaitem of the animal. So, there is a kesher which was tied permanently in the nose, and then there was another kesher made to attach it to that. So says the Gemara, if you think it's referring to that second type, meaning when the rope is coming to attach.
How can we say that? We just said that the kesher is to do with the way the mishkan was made. The way they put the kashim together, or to put the covering.
Yeah, I mean Rashi is telling us this based on the maskana. The Gemara has yet to speak that out, but correct. So again, says the Gemara, if it means the knot which goes in the knot, meaning a permanent knot is made in the animal's nose, and now you're tying a piece of string onto that, and so to buy a ship, they would make a permanent knot, and then at times when they needed to anchor the ship, they would take rope, and they would tie a knot to that knot. If that's the pshat, hi kasher she'eina shel kayamo. That's not permanent, because you're going to release the animal at some stage, and you're going to release the ship at some stage. Ella kitra dizmama gufei. The knot which actually goes inside the animal's nose, which remains forever. And ude is strida gufei, and the knot which remains in the boat forever. That's what we're referring to. As you may or may not call kasha, which you can release with one hand, it's not a kasha shakiyama. If you do a bow, according to the mayor, what's the din? Time of the mayor, mission the yachalatir b'achz miyadavu, is the reason of the mayor, because you can undo it with one hand. And therefore it's mutter by dilma. Time of the Rebbe Meir, mishum d'alei mahadek, because it's not so tight. Oh, mahadek, and this is tight. And therefore it's going to be also teku. Let's just see literally one more minute, and we'll stop. Yesh lecha ksharin she'enen hayavim aleim kekesha hagamalim kekesha hastafanim. There are types of knots where there's no actual chiyav chatas, but it's still going to be oster dirabanim. Full stop. Now, the next stage of the Mishnah are types of knots which are going to be mutter even lechatchila to do. The Gemara is going to initially assume that the next line of the Mishnah is actually a continuation, and the Gemara is going to ask a kash on it, but Lamaisa, the Gemara says, Lamaskana, this is now a new stage, meaning, Kesheres Isha Miftechaluka, a woman is allowed to lechatchila tie down her garment, and the chuti asvacha, and so too the covering for her hair, she can tie down the shell psakia, and so too like a belt, which is tied down regularly. Uritzuei samina v'standal v'nedes yain v'shem and v'kadesh al basar. All of these things can be tied down, even lechatchila. There's no problem whatsoever. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer koishrin of nebeima. You're allowed to tie down these things in front of an animal. We'll just see that literally that beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Haguf Akash, what do you mean? Amrit, you just said in the first line of the Mishnah, Yesh Ksharin She'en Hayavanim Kekesha Demalim Kekesha Sfanim, which is Mashma, Hayuvu Hudaleka, Hay Surika, there will be at least an Issad Rabbanan. Vahadatani Kesher Zish Miftech Haluga. You're saying now it's allowed to do even it's mutter lechatchila. Says going, no, you misread it. Hachi kamar. Yesh kasharin shein chayavan lehen kekesha gemalim ukekesha stefanim. Umay niu, and what is that? That is kitra de katri bizmama. The kitra de katri bizthrida, meaning the knot which goes in the knot which is permanently affixed in the animal's nose or on the ship. And in that case, that is a somewhat semi, it's not permanent, but it's enough to ask it midrabanan. And there are some knots which are 100% mutter, the rest of the Mishnah, and so on. Okay, we'll call it here, and we will pick it up tomorrow.